I want to have a look at bus lanes because they don't work and they should be scrapped, according to the mayor of Liverpool, who is getting rid of them in his city. And he says Belfast should do the same. This is a Labour politician, Joe Anderson, who has suspended bus lanes in Liverpool and says they look set to remove them for good, says Belfast can learn lessons from them. The mayor is with me now. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what was so disastrous about them?
Well, I think they were introduced 20 years ago and we never had any research done since they were introduced, whether they were working. You know, the idea was to get people out of cars and onto buses. And in fact, there's been a decline in bus users. And, you know, we've done some monitoring over a number of months, and we found, using CCTV images, using, just anecdotal evidence, going to visit at bus lanes and watching them over a period of time, but taking CCTV images. And we found that, you know, there was a disruption caused by the bus lanes themselves, confusion at peak times where you've got filter lights and things like that. They were actually causing more congestion than actually they were trying to resolve. So we've undertaken a 12-month study. It finishes in November. Even the bus companies who were totally opposed to it now recognise that, you know, at least 90% of the bus lanes don't work. And so, you know, all I want, it wasn't sort of a political stance. You know, a lot of people in Liverpool used the buses, and so I didn't want to upset them. It was done for the right reasons, because I believe that bus lanes, were not as successful as people made out.
But hold on a moment. Do the bus lanes not keep personal traffic out of the city centre and make public transport quicker, better, more efficient?
Well, if they did, then it'd be a simple case of saying, well, you know, they should stay. But my point is that the evidence is not there to support that, and that's why we're doing a trial. It is a temporary sort of trial, and if it comes out that the bus lanes work, then we'll keep them. If it comes out that the bus lanes don't work, then we won't keep them. And you know, the fact of the matter is that we've got no evidence to suggest that they are working at the minute. So all what you say, you know, well, what people think is that, you know, automatically bus lanes solve the problem of congestion is not necessarily the case. And why should we not have an objective look at whether they work or not? And can I just correct you on one thing, Stephen? I didn't say Belfast should. What I said is Belfast shouldn't knee-jerk into that, that sort of perception that bus lanes always work, and they should look at and study whether they will make a difference. And if they do make a difference, then they should be bold enough, like we are, to say, well, look, they're not working, so therefore we should remove them.
Ross Brown's listening to this from the Green Party. What do you make of that, Ross?
Morning, Stephen. Well, I'm pleased to say that actually the evidence has shown that the bus lanes are working in Belfast. We've seen an average of 10,900 fewer vehicles coming into the city centre, and that's around a 16% drop. But rush hour traffic is down by a third. And we've got cycling, which is also cyclists also using the bus lanes, and it's up by 19%, and walking's increased as well. And the problem really is that, you know, Belfast doesn't actually have an awful lot of bus lanes to begin with, but we are according to TomTom Traffic, one of the most congested cities in Europe. And, you know, if you're travelling, for example, for 1 hour, you face a 47-minute delay at peak times. So I think, you know, obviously very much agree that evidence-based policy is important, and we do need to look at the evidence before making any reductions. But I am pleased to say that in Belfast it has working. And can I just also question something the mayor said? He said that there had actually been no evidence that the bus lanes had been working in Liverpool. And as far as I was aware, actually, that some of the routes were reviewed in 2009 and 2010, and there was evidence there to show that they were working. So I'm not too sure, you know, if he's entirely correct about that.
Well, it's your city, Joe.
With the greatest of respect to the Green Party member there, I'll decide what's best in Liverpool, and I'll use the evidence, what we've got in Liverpool. And the evidence that was available 3 years or 4 years ago suggested that 80% of the bus lanes in the city didn't work. So he needs to get his facts right. But is it one thing that's consistent between the Greens in Liverpool and the Greens elsewhere? Is they talk a lot of nonsense. You know, the area is throwing in bike lanes. Well, what's bike lanes got to do with bus lanes? If you want bike lanes, put bike lanes in. Don't use bus lanes. Bus lanes aren't bike lanes. The fact of the matter is that in Liverpool, we're increasing the amount of bike lanes that we've got. And when we decommission some of the bus lanes, we will put in proper bike lanes and also red routes to stop parking. That's what causes congestion, parking along certain parts of the city where lorries or cars or whatever just park willy-nilly, without indiscriminately, without actually considering the impact of what their parking does.
Imagine a car parking.
And so if you do that, it's good enough. You know, they do it in London, they do it in Birmingham, and they put red routes that stops the parking. And, you know, look, seriously, if we wanted to stop the bus congestion or speed up buses, then, you know, the deregulation, the re-regulation of buses and stuff, whatever, and put conductors back on buses, okay, that'll make sure buses speed up and go along the city.
Ross, do you accept at least that we should have a review now in Belfast and see how effective these bus lanes actually have been?
Well, I'm absolutely in favour of looking at the evidence, absolutely. And as I say, you know, using Liverpool as an example city, I mean, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, you look at some of the best performing cities in Europe in terms of how effective their public transport systems are. I would be looking more towards those cities, places like Helsinki in Finland and Hamburg in Germany, and even Madrid is moving to a much more sustainable transport solution. We also have to remember that 44% of people living in Belfast don't have access to a car. So it's important that we do provide a reliable and an efficient public transport service.
All right. Ross, thank you very much. Joe, lovely to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
That's the Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson.